Welcome to UNN in Review. I'm Alexander Caden. We'll take a look at a few stories that happened just a couple of days ago, just in case you missed it. The man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle during a show in Los Angeles this month was charged with the attempted murder of his roommate. The Louisiana Senate unanimously shot down legislation to protect students and workers in the state from discrimination based on their natural or protective hairstyles. After residents enjoyed weeks of relaxed masking and the return of large in-person events such as music festivals, Los Angeles County has moved from a low community transmission level to a medium level when it comes to COVID-19. The House passed legislation that would bolster federal resources to prevent domestic terrorism in response to the racist mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. A lawsuit alleges that administrators at a Missouri school district that's the subject of a federal civil rights investigation failed to protect a black teen from repeated racial taunts that culminated with him being threatened with a lynching. President Biden has invoked what is called the Defense Production Act to speed production of infant formula and authorized flights to import supplies from overseas. Travis Scott has awarded $1 million in scholarships to 100 students at historically black colleges and universities. The scholarship was named after Scott's grandfather, Wayman Webster, an HBCU alum and educator at Prairie View A&M University. The mother of a 10-year-old black girl who died while trying a viral challenge is suing TikTok and its parent company in federal court. Nyla Anderson tried the Blackout Challenge, which reportedly dares social media users to try to choke themselves until they pass out. The child died in November as a result of her attempt, and her mother is now seeking to hold the social media giant accountable. Several black students who were suspended for trying to protest Confederate flag displays at their school in Georgia have filed a federal lawsuit against the school district and its board members, accusing them of allowing an extensive pattern of racism, including bigotry and animosity by some white students and teachers against African American students.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
Do you or someone you know have a drinking or drug problem? You can get help now, and your private insurance may cover costs. Just call Elite Rehab Placement at 800-869-8559. That's 800-869-8559. Don't wait. That's 800-869-8559. You've been listening to UNN. More national news and information for and about people of color is available on our website at myunn.net.